Associates will help you return to school and sports activities in the quickest and safest way possible. Progressive Rehabilitation Associates offers same and next day appointments in our six convenient locations in the corridor. If concussion is a concern, visit PRAIowa.com.
Join me, the Gym's Alex Kuhn, broadcasting live today before the Hawkeye game at Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside the Draft Day Lounge.
904, welcome into the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner Show here on KGYM as we get you ready for the Cy-Hawk game later on today. Scott Unash with you, and we're going to talk some golf and some football with you on the program here today as we take you through the 9 o'clock hour. As usual, let's take a look at what happened last night, a peek ahead of what's coming up today. Week 3 of the high school football season on Friday night. One of the two games you heard here on KGYM, real good one last night. It was number 1 West Des Moines Valley coming over to Kingston to take on 8th-rated Kennedy. 14-14 game in the fourth quarter, but Valley scoring two touchdowns at that time. And the Tigers beat the Cougars last night by a score of 28-14. Other games from last night. Dubuque Senior top Cedar Rapids Washington. That up at Dalzell Field in Dubuque. That by a score of 28-7. It was City High winning the Little Cy-Hawk Trophy as City High knocked off Ames 28-25 last night. Solon shut out Marion 44-0. It was Southeast Polk holding off Iowa City West 23-21. Waukee, a big over Prairie last night, 43-7. In the other game you heard here on KGYM, it was Washington, Iowa knocking off Liberty 38-31. That one a rated battle in Class 3A from last night. And it was also Clear Creek Amana over Fort Madison last night, that by a score of 35-13. Some of the other scores from last night around the area. It was Independence over Maquoketa, 47-7. Mount Vernon tops West Delaware, 23-7 last night. Western Dubuque, 23-2 over Decorah. It was Webster City over Waterloo East, 48-32. Benton Community, Shade Center Point Urbana, 33-21. Central DeWitt over Dubuque Wallert, 16-14 last night. Also last night in high school football from week 3 was Olwine over Vinton Shelsburg, 21-14. Monticello remains unbeaten. They beat Bellevue, 21-13. West Liberty gets by Anamosa, 22-21. North Cedar, two touchdowns better than Comanche, 21-7. It was Tipton over Durant, 21-13 last night. Mid Prairie beats Wilton big by a score of 40-6. And a good one, it was West Branch over Williamsburg, 39-33 last night. More high school football scores. Cascade over Maquoketa Valley, 27-16. Beckman shut out Clayton Ridge, 48-0 last night. Also last night, as we go down the line, it was Regina over Pella Christian, 45-13. North Lynn goes to 3-0 as they beat Al Burnett last night, 28-14. Lisbon into their 13-game losing streak as they beat Belle Plaine, 36-26 last night. MFL Marmac over Jessup, 35-6. It was Highland over Linville Sully, 39-12 last night. Eight-player football from last night. Central City shut out West Central, 54-0. Springville remains unbeaten over Lansing Key, 36-14. Turkey Valley, rated number 2, beat Midland, 52-6. It was English Valleys by 1 over Iowa Valley, 33-32. HLV tops Lone Tree, 29-26 last night. So those were the scores from week number 3 of the high school football season. Mentioned college football today, Iowa and Iowa State. We have the game for you at 1 o'clock on 1600 AM for you. And the pregame show, the Before the Boom pregame show on the FMs on 1 o'clock as well on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. The longest rivalry west of the Mississippi goes at it again. It's a night game tonight over at Clark Field. It'll be co-entertaining Cornell, and that will be a 7 o'clock start coming up this evening. High school volleyball today, the Linmar Invitational going on. Just got started. Kennedy, Marion, and Linmar among the teams over there. Iowa City West with their invitational today. West High, Liberty, Prairie, and Washington playing over there. Jefferson on the road there at the Southeast Polk Invitational over in the Des Moines area today. High school cross country up at Decorah, the Luther All-American, Xavier, Prairie, Liberty, and Regina are all up there participating. And swimming and diving today for the girls. Linmar having their invitational over at the Linmar Aquatic Center. That getting started at 9 o'clock today. We'll take a break, come back, and get into the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner. And we'll do it right after this here on KGYM.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. DePaco members, whether young or oldish, can earn. Since 2016, DePaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco, and earn thank yous for doing so. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
I am over it. Over shoveling, over maintenance.
And cleaning all those rooms now that Hannah's moving out.
Condo?
Love the idea, but it's so much less space and I'm not ready to part with all our things. There might be a grandbaby someday.
Oh, you're such a softie.
Mom, Dad, get a room.
Get a room for the things you aren't ready to give up at Quality Care Storage. From tiny to gigantic, they can fit whatever you've got. Quality Care Storage. Rooms that are well lit, well staffed, and temperature controlled so you can be well organized. Reserve yours now at QualityCareStorage.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the #1 brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production. And it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
9:12, back with you in the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner here on KGYM. A reminder coming up later on, we've got Cy-Hawk coverage for you. We have the Cyclone Radio Network at 1 o'clock on 1600 AM for you as Iowa State takes on Iowa. We have our Before the Boom pregame show on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up at 1 o'clock as well. And on the FMs coming up tonight at 5:30, it will be the Saturday night ESPN college football game, Syracuse and Clemson going at it. And Syracuse lost to Maryland last week, but 2 years ago at the Carrier Dome, they did upset Clemson. So we'll see what happens coming up here today. We're going to start things off talking some golf with you here in the Coach's Corner. Chris James is here, the Linmar golf coach, as the Lions, I'd say, getting started with the season, but you're halfway or beyond the halfway point now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're past halfway, and actually I was looking at it last night. Come Monday, we have 3 weeks until really our regular season is done. So It's just Fast and Furious and about a 2-month-long season. And so, you know, it, like you said, it just before you know it, you're halfway through and postseason's on the horizon.
Yeah, and you just hope for good weather all through the 2 months of fun.
Yeah, no kidding. We've actually lucked out pretty well this year. We've had really not too much significant rain during meet days, and Thursday was that rare occasion where we had to move our meet up, but we still got it in. So you know, it's been a good year for weather, and today looks like another beautiful day. So yeah, it's just been really fortunate with that aspect of it.
Yeah, it has. And yeah, it was a busy week, starting things off at the Cranick on Tuesday over at Gardner. That, well, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, over at Gardner, had the 9 Cranick teams playing, and a lot of good talent there, you know, with Kennedy and Wash, Xavier, and, you know, some of those other really good teams. And came away with third place, which was pretty solid for us, shot 317. Our number one guy, Dylan Burr, shot 74, got second place. And we had two other guys in the top 10, Drew Muhlenberg and Carter Veith, also made the top 10 and individually. And so, you know, Kennedy came out ahead. They shot 312. And I think Brock Barnhart from Kennedy shot one under, 71, maybe 70, which is basically the norm for him. You know, he's a really, really good golfer. Pretty good overall, I think, and you know, it's just going to be a battle, I think, in our conference because we had, you know, a lot of really solid teams to compete against.
Yeah, and yeah, when you talk about it being in the top three, I know you want first place, but not too bad anyway. Wash was playing on their home course too, but although everybody knows, pretty familiar with Gardner.
Yeah,
though.
And actually, sorry, I misspoke. We got second. Wash got third. It's a course that I'm very familiar with. Love Gardner, and I think some of my guys realized that course was somewhat gettable. Like you said, it was Wash's home course. I think it's hard in some of those meets. You know, when you play it at your home course, you put a little too much pressure on yourself, and you know, and we happen to be fortunate enough to beat Wash by a couple strokes, and but we know that. You know, they're just as good as anybody when they're playing well this year. And so, it was a good day. It was a really good day.
And then you had the quad on Thursday down in Pleasant Valley.
Down at PV, yeah.
So you go from one extreme to a different extreme. Yeah. Gardner a little bit longer, and then a tight, water-filled course at PV.
Yeah, for sure. And undulated greens, just a complete different challenge. And, you know, I thought we handled ourselves pretty well on Thursday. Didn't play great, but the thing that I'm happy about is how we're handling our emotions on the golf course the last week or two. That's something we really, really focused in on, and I thought that was better on Thursday, considering we didn't finish our best. We won the meet, but I'm more looking towards our scores, because that's really more important than anything else. You know, can you score with the top teams? Because you can't play defense in golf. So it's just a matter of what can you do to put yourself in the best position to, you know, to win the meet. And we were fortunate enough to do that. But, you know, I'd like to see more scores in the 30s from us. And I think that will happen hopefully in the next few weeks.
You hope Monday to start.
Exactly. Monday would be great. Yeah, Monday would be really good. Monday is our first divisional, second leg of our conference. And that's at Jones Golf Course. I guess, unless it flooded over the weekend, you know, with all the rain or anything, I don't think so. So
knock on wood.
yeah. So we'll be out there, and actually, some of the guys are out there right now playing a practice round, getting ready. So another completely different challenge, because Jones, narrow, short course, undulated greens there as well, and just some unique tee shots that a lot of the guys have not played that course much. So they need to get out there and get some sight lines and stuff on the tee ball. So.
Yeah, it is, and I've heard Jones is in really, really good shape.
Yeah.
Obviously, they opened it late this year with getting it back together with all the flooding, but heard it's in really, really good shape.
Yeah, I just stopped out there. I was on daddy duty this morning as my wife is proctoring the ACTs over at Linmar, so I didn't get a chance to really look at the course too well, but when I was over there this morning, it did look like it was in great shape, and you know, usually is this time of year if it doesn't flood. So I'm just looking forward to it. I think Jones has a lot of character. I think there's a lot of good holes out there. And as you know, it's a shot maker's course. You got to put it in the right spot off the tee. And then, like I said earlier, make sure you get it on the right level of the greens, because the big greens, and they can put it back and it's up on a tier. So, you know, I think it's important those guys get some shots up over there at Jones today.
Yeah, kind of a different look anyway. And you mentioned Dylan Burr, your number one guy, and talk about him a little bit, his strengths and what he does and brings to the team and the golf course.
Yeah, Dylan's a junior. He's played varsity. He played his freshman year a little bit varsity, played all last year's number one, and is playing this year's number one for us. Stroke average of 37.8 or something like that, adjusted with the course difficulty. I think he's top maybe 15 or so in the state with that. He's very solid, consistent, doesn't get too high or too low. The great thing about it is when I'm out there walking around or I see him, you know, you don't know whether he's playing his best round, his worst round, or just okay. And I think that's really important to keep that level-headedness to him. And he's a good ball striker. Working on some putting the last few days. I think he's realized that you know, that'd be one thing that he can improve on, and I'm sure he will do that. But he's a hardworking kid. Just enjoy being around him and all the other guys.
Yeah, he's the number one on the team, but got to have six or seven out there. And who's in the rest of the lineup?
So, like I said, Dylan's number one. He's a junior. We've kind of shuffled 2, 3, and 4 around a little bit. But our two for most of the season has been Drew Muhlenberg, who's also a junior, who is he's very much a field player. And Drew's quite a character if you get to know him at all. But he's... You know, he started the season, I think he would say probably a little slow with some of his scores, but I think we've worked through some things, and he's turning that around for sure. The last, at the Crandick, he shot 77 over at Gardner, so he was pretty pleased with that. Carter Veith, also a junior, has played for us the last 2 years as well. He's our number three guy. I don't think he has shot anything above a 45 all year. It's been very consistent. I think he would like to see some more scores in the 30s, but I think that will happen at some point coming down here in the pipeline. Our number four guy for most of the season has been Caden Postma, who's a freshman. Started the season with a good score at St. Andrews, 79, and then hasn't had his best rounds and meets the last week or two, but the kid's got a lot of talent. He wants to work really hard. He understands the game, plays a lot of events in the summer, so... you know, I'm not too worried about him. I'm sure at some point here in the next couple days or couple weeks, he'll turn things around a little bit. And then rounding out our top six, we have Cole Weber, also a junior, and then Max Wolf, who is also a junior as well. So Max, it's his first go-around on varsity. He didn't play varsity last year. Cole did. Cole played some varsity last year for us. So all in all, we got five juniors and one freshman in our top six, so... We like the youth, but I feel like these guys have played enough golf the last 2 years, especially that that maybe we can show some maturity as we finish the season here.
Yeah, you like this team for this year, but you really got to like it for the future.
yeah, we do, and I think the guys understand that in order to get to where we want to go, not only next year but for this year, that they really got to. We focused a lot on our practices and making sure that we're utilizing our time as best we can at practice. And the last few weeks have been really good. And I think the guys have responded really well to that. So, yeah, I think overall we're excited where we can go next year, in the next year, 13 months, whatever it is. But I think the guys are more than anything excited to get it going here this year.
Well, and you could have somebody step up too, because you got a boatload on the team.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, we got 39 golfers on our team, which is the most that I've had at Linmar. I'm a firm believer of no cutting. I just think golf's such a great game. I don't want to limit opportunities for kids, and we want to grow the game more than anything else. And so, when we were at WASH, I was at WASH with Denny Gettle for a number of years, and we had 67, 68 kids for a couple years there, 3 years, I think, and we made it work. So We have 39 kids. I think it, I can't remember how many juniors and sophomores, but we have 4 seniors on the team. So very young team overall, and 15 freshmen out on the golf team. So, and a lot of those freshmen are fairly new to the game. We're excited. The great thing is we're at Hunter's, and Nate's been just phenomenal allowing us to get on the golf course. I know they have events out there and stuff, but letting us play really anytime there's tee times or using the practice facilities, because they got, like I said, they got outings, they got general public play, they got members, they got Kirkwood's out there. Mount Mercy has 30-some golfers that are out there. So I know overall the golf courses are there to make money, but I really appreciate what Nate has allowed us to do over at Hunter's.
Yeah, and they've got very good practice facilities. So you can station all the guys in different spots.
Yeah, and that's what we've tried to do the last few weeks is do that. You know, the thing about it is you have to structure it and manage it so that it's you get a chance to see each kid, or at least try to have a coach there to do that. And so we've been staggering practices. So on any given day, we may have a group of 10 to 15 kids come at 4 o'clock, and then the next group may come at 4:30 or 4:45. There'll be some overlap there, but that's just so that we get that individual instruction to those kids, because I think that's the most important thing is making sure those kids have opportunities, but then also, you know, us coaches are able to help them out while they're at practice.
Yeah, and I know you had the Lindenmar Invitational earlier on at Hunter's,
yep.
And you had a very good field that you bring in each year to that, and you look forward to that, I know, and some of the top teams are always, you got a lot of Central Iowa teams that come over too.
Yeah, for sure. We try to do that for boys and for girls, is get as many not only teams in the area, but teams from the middle part of the state to play in that event. And so I think we ended up having, out of the 13 teams, I think 7 or 8 of them are ranked in the top 15 or something like that. So it was a really good event. Cedar Falls was there, who was just outstanding when they play really well. They got 2 freshmen that can just shoot some really good scores. Wash was there, obviously, and then like you said, we had some teams from the central part of the state. So it's always a event that we look forward to, and it comes up so quick. We have our super meet that Thursday, the 4th day of practice, and then our invite is usually that following Monday. So we hit the ground running right away.
Yeah, you do. And so far, so good. I think you're right 12th, 13th or so as far as the 4A rankings are concerned. And but in golf, like you know, this thing can fluctuate. Good days or not so good days, and yeah, you just have to go out and play.
Yeah, and I haven't paid too much attention to that. I think you're right. I think we're somewhere in there. We're hosting districts this year, and so the thing that we've looked at is there's really 5 really solid teams that are at our district. You got CF, Kennedy, us, Marshalltown, and Wash. And so it's just funny. We've played all 5 of those or all 4 of those other teams this year. We've beat them in a meet, and we've also lost to them in a meet. So just like you said, any given day, anything can happen. And so just making sure the guys know that you know, they have to make sure they take care of any opportunity that they have, because, you know, we just got to keep getting better, and we don't want it to go the other way.
Yeah, and it's they did you no favors. It's by far, I think, the most loaded district from top to bottom. In the state of the 4.
Yeah, and I don't know if anybody from the high school union is listening. I doubt it, but or the athletic association. The girls' athletic union, they do it right. They wait till midway through the season when the rankings are where they are, and then they put schools based off of that. So they have number 1 goes to a place, number 2 goes to another place. So that way it's spread out. The guys, that comes out first week, I think, of golf season. So they use last year's rankings, which a lot of times aren't applicable to the upcoming season. So, but, you know, here's the deal. You just got to go out and play. You know, you're going to have to play against those teams regardless at some point. And so for us, it's going to be at our home course. So get some home cooking going, hopefully. And really, it's just a matter of shooting our best score. If we do that, like you said, you can't play defense. So we shoot our best score that we can. And, you know, if somebody beats us, so be it. But if they don't, then we'll be moving on.
Yeah, well, and, you know, you go out and you try to get as many birdies. But at Hunter's, if you get, you know, you get 3 scores in the 70s, you're probably going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, and there are some birdies to be had out there, but I think more than anything, especially as you know, on the back nine out there, it's just a matter of keeping the ball in play and eliminating your mistakes. You know, if you make a mistake, take your medicine and just put it in the fairway and make bogeys, because you can make some big numbers out there on the back nine if you're not careful.
Yeah, you can get lost out there in some places.
Yeah, that's right.
And kind of the same thing at Jones a little bit. Not quite as long as Hunter's, but very similar a little bit. So they got that on Monday.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, it's a matter of getting some course knowledge. The great thing is a lot of these events or a lot of these courses that I've played in, I've played at before, so I'll do these write-ups for the guys, and I hope it helps them. It's just my prior knowledge of where to hit it, where to aim off the tee and stuff. So, you know, just there are some unique shots at Jones that I think they'll need to be mindful of for sure.
Yeah, and you got some good locales to play yet this year. I think you go up to Dubuque Country Club, Beaver Hills, so a couple nice places.
Yeah, Dubuque Golf and Country Club is our last divisional. Beaver Hills, the Cedar Falls invite, which... have you played there before?
Yeah.
It's a really nice course. I love that course. Guys love it. It's a huge event too. I think they have like 17 teams or something like that. And then we also play, next week we play at Brown Deer, which is another quality golf course. So, I think the opportunities that these guys have to play these golf courses, I think, is really, really special.
Yeah. A little different than it was back in my day.
But yeah.
Hey, great for the kids.
That's right.
That's what
right.
It's all about, to get them out there. Who's helping you?
So, got Rob Shanstrom back for another year. He's my assistant. Does a great job with the guys. He's a middle school teacher at Linmar. So really happy to have him on staff again. Get along with him really well. He's a great guy. And then also have Steve Kaler helping out as a somewhat volunteer coach. So he's at practices a lot. He may take some groups to meets, but Coach Kaler used to be the coach at Linmar when I was in high school. Got a lot of respect for him. I've played on a Ryder Cup team with him. Just a good guy, knows the game really well. So I feel like I got two really good guys I can rely on that are good with kids and know the game pretty well. So really fortunate with that.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, they take out I know Denny's put together a very extensive JV schedule and things like that. And when you got 30-some guys, that's a chance for them to get out and play some.
Yeah, I think so far we've had, out of the 39, I think we're about 20 to 25 kids have played in a meet, and we have a reserve meet coming up this week, now that you mention it. So we'll get another 6, 7, 8 guys to play in that. So my goal would be to have every kid on the team play in some sort of meet. The challenge will be the with 15 freshmen, only 6, 7 can play in a meet. What are those other 7, 8, 9 freshmen going to, when are they going to get a chance? So, you know, I'll probably talk to Denny, because like you said, Denny loves scheduling those reserve meets and those extra meets, which is great. So we'll try to get those guys in if we can. But I think the goal is to get everybody in a meet at some point, get them some experience, and we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So you got dad duty again, or are you going to go play today?
I am not going to go play today. I do have dad duty. I'm going to go pick him up. He's over at Grandma and Grandpa's right now. So my mom and dad are enjoying that time with him, and go pick him up, maybe go into work, do some things, and then sit on my couch and watch the Hawkeyes beat up on the Cyclones.
Yeah, I don't have to ask for your prediction then.
No.
See how that plays out.
That's right.
All right, Chris. Appreciate it. Thanks. And maybe we'll see you next Saturday. We'll see.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see you out there, hopefully.
All right.
See you later. Thanks, Scott.
We'll take a break, come back, and we will have more of the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, did you forward me this email from Svetlana?
Yes.
You want me to interview her for a job?
Well, it says she's looking to get down to business.
It also says she likes gentle bear cub man who knows what he likes.
I'm gentle.
Dave, this is a Ukrainian dating site.
Corporate said we should hire more diverse candidates.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad in as little as blank.
30 days?
Using Stabil 360 ethanol treatment year-round is what?
Is it a no-brainer?
It is. You win peace of mind, Gary.
Awesome. Can I have money?
Stabil 360. It's a no-brainer. Available where fuel additives are sold.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Join me, the Gym's Alex Kuhn, broadcasting live today before the Hawkeye game at Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside the Draft Day Lounge.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
9:35, back with you on the Coach's Corner program on this Saturday morning here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here. All kinds of Iowa and Iowa State college football coverage coming up later on, 1 o'clock, 1600 a.m., it'll be the pregame show for Iowa and Iowa State. We've got the Before the Boom on the FMs, 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up at 1 o'clock for you. And then Syracuse and Clemson tonight on the FMs. That will begin at 5:30. Full slate of the NFL coming up tomorrow. 1600 a.m.'s coverage will start at 11 a.m. And on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, it will be tomorrow at 11:30, and then on 1600 a.m., as soon as the second game concludes, we'll send you to Sunday Night Baseball with the Mets and the Dodgers, I believe, going at it at that time. So can't forget about baseball still going on with a couple of weeks remaining in the regular season. Going from golf to talk a little football now. Chris Buesing here, the head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks. They had a Friday night off last night. A Friday night without a football game as they played Thursday, a game you heard here on KGYM with Linmar winning that one 14-6. And it's unusual to have no game Friday night. I mean, that wasn't doesn't mean you're off or the kids are off or anything like that. There's still plenty of work to be put in.
Yeah, there's always trying to get ready for the next thing, and that's one thing that's I really do enjoy about a Thursday is it's a short week, so what adjustments is anybody going to make? You're just trying to get your kids healthy, and you get to play a game a little faster, and then the kids get some more downtime and time to relax and a longer week on the next night, and hopefully coaches today, because we got meetings done yesterday, are getting some more time with their families in a busy season. So I really enjoy the playing a Thursday game here and there throughout the season. But yeah, it is a little different when you're watching one on Friday night.
Yeah. And of course, it was homecoming this week as well. So the dance last night. So you got to kind of adjust for that a little bit. And then you get back to a little normalcy starting today a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little more normal. And, you know, this week with our game on Thursday, we had weather to deal with also, so there was a lot of things going on for our kids this week from Monday through Wednesday. It was just a crazy week. It's homecoming's always a lot of distractions, but fun. And I told our kids we weren't successful Thursday night, and I just told them, look, enjoy tonight, make good decisions, but enjoy tonight and get away from it for a little bit. And then when you come back to it, we'll start to get ready and get better for this week.
Yeah, and it was a strange day on Thursday, no doubt. Probably a good decision to move the game up to 5 o'clock because we did have a delay in the fourth quarter, about halfway through the fourth quarter, and I didn't know what to think after the monsoon came through at about 4:45. You guys were right there in it. Didn't bother you, and you were Linmar, and as long as there's no lightning, we go.
Yeah, and it was, man, it was sideways, and it was a soaker right there in pregame. I was like, wow, this is something else, but it was kind of fun, you know, and of course it died down right away, and then kind of perfect for the game. It cooled things off, which I appreciated.
Yeah, it did.
Because it was steamy out there all day, and then we got that out of there. But, yeah, I mean, I love football in the rain. Just can't play it in the thunder lightning, unfortunately. So I think Chris made the call, and we made the call, and it was a good job to move it up. And we've had a feeling we might only get one in or be there really, really late on a school night, and that's not good either. So did the right thing, got it in, and yeah, the kids rolled with the punches, did a good job, and, you know, got the game in, so that's good.
Yeah, and then you had to move the sophomore game to Friday, then yeah. Moved it early to make way and make sure that Kennedy and Valley could have their two games.
Moved it early, shortened it a little bit, and played 8-minute quarters instead of 10, but, again, got it in. You know, you hate to have those things, and kids get so excited, and then you wouldn't want to have to lose a game. So I'm glad we were able to get it in, and appreciate Kennedy and Valley being understanding of that and letting us get us done. We, on Cedar Rapids' side, we get out earlier on Friday, so, you know, it's nice for us to be able to do that. But Linmar also being willing to do that, and I think everybody wanted to see those kids play, and so I'm really glad they got it in and had a good game too.
Good. Good to see. And not the way you wanted things to come out on Thursday, I know. I guess there are always positives to go along with things. And was it the Jayhawks' best game? No. But going to the delay for the lightning and the rain, it's a one-point game. And you're right there.
Yeah, it was uncanny, you know, unlike us that we misfired on special teams early in the game and missed the PAT, and that was really probably the play of the game. Looking back at it, changed the complexion of the game. And I think too many turnovers, too many mistakes hurt us early in that game. And had we been able to eliminate some of those, we would have been in better shape. And give Linmar a lot of credit because they played very, very fast, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And they were very aggressive, and we just didn't do enough to slow that attack down. But like I told the kids, it's just about us getting better, focus on us. And if we do that each week, we always are going to have a chance to succeed because we are playing some good defense. We are playing some good special teams. And I think we'll continue to get better on offense as well. So,
yeah, and the defense did play well, giving up only 14 points. You've only given up 40 points through three games so far this year, so you got to be happy with that side of the ball.
Yeah, and we did a really pretty good job of staying patient and keeping everything in front of us. And, of course, Linmar didn't have their starting quarterback, and wish him the best and a speedy recovery. But, you know, we wanted to still keep some of their receivers in check and keep the ball in front of us. And then there late in the game, we had to be aggressive and took a gamble, and they had a good call and, of course, made a hit on us and had a long run. So kudos to them, and they executed just a little bit better than us and deserved to win the game. So, but we'll get better. I know our kids are going to respond. I'm always proud of what they put out there and play really hard. A lot of kids that are going both ways. And so I'm just excited for, I guess, to get on to next week. We have a huge week this week. It's Wash Jeff, and it doesn't matter what the records are when it's Wash Jeff. It's the East-West Cedar River rivalry, and there's a trophy on the line now for the second year. And so we're going to just turn our attention to that. And we always talk about in our program, you know, a theme of the program and a theme for us this year is talking about that's the next play, you know, and that play's done. Now play the next play like it has the life and the history of the own. And so that's this game is over. Now it's on to the next game. We can't control anything about what's happened so far, but we can control what we do going forward to get better and get ready for the next game, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Yeah, and another day of preparation, so a little longer week to get ready for the big one against Wash Friday at Kingston Stadium. And hopefully you're going to be with everybody because you guys took some injuries on Thursday night. Max Madsen and Kenny Moore and some others went down, came back, though, in the ball game and just kind of toughed it out.
Yeah, and that's one nice thing about a Thursday game is you get to a point in the season, and here we are 3 weeks in, and some of those things are accumulating blows. You know, your body's getting just a little more beat up each week, and when you're playing football, and now it's nice kind of 3 weeks in to get that extra day. So hopefully we can get healed up and have all those guys back, and I know they're going to do everything they can. They want to play against the Warriors in this big game and all of our games. I mean, they put so much time in to play nine games when you think about it. So I hope we get those guys back, and that's, again, you know, one nice thing about this week. Hopefully they can get healed up and healthy.
Yeah, and Kenny Moore, tell you what, the play he got injured and had to come out on was one of the best tackles we have seen in a long, long time.
Yeah, we have a physical team, and Kenny's a captain, and he will bring it. And, boy, that's exactly what you want to see. He just has a shoulder that was a little nicked up, and unfortunately he hurt it on that play. But, I mean, if you're going to go down, I guess that's the way you do it. But, unfortunately, he's hurt, and hopefully gets him back. He feels positive about it. And, yeah, and I think that's – I hope when you watch our team, we're hitting, and I think – we are, you know, when I watch the film, we got guys who are playing physical football and the way that you want to be played. And that's comes from their desire to win and play hard. And they're representing Jefferson well in that area.
Yeah. And, you know, it goes down from the lineman to even to the corner. Your corners made some terrific tackles.
Yeah.
With DeMarco Smith and Jamara Robinson. They were terrific, I thought, the other night.
Yeah. And that's one thing I'm really pleased with is watching the film. We're doing a really good job of keeping things in front of us, and we close fast. So, yeah, that ball's open in the flat, but we're going to get there in a hurry. And looking at the film the other night, they did a really nice job of that, and then making good tackles when they got there. So, and they're, you know, we're lucky. We got some pretty athletic kids out there. Jamari Robinson, DeMarco Smith, Derek Button was filling in the other night. Dekai Pope has been playing for us. He's a sophomore on our team, and those guys are getting better and better, and really happy to see them close.
Yeah, and you know, when somebody goes out, it's an opportunity for somebody else, and I thought you had a couple of guys come in and do a really good job. I thought Will Johnson came in and really did a good job, and then Donovan Fleetwood came in and did a nice job for you.
Yeah, and Donovan's had a lot of minutes for us this year, so he's not a stranger to playing. But he does play with a motor, and that's one thing I like about him, and he's got a lot of emotion on game day, and so that's something positive for him. Will came in and did a good job. We got another guy, Preston Bruck, who we'll give some time to this week when Max is trying to get healthy, and Preston played a week ago, and both of those guys are kind of waiting in the wings, and some other guys down there that I'd like to see, you know, get some more time and get some more reps and build our depth so we can be consistent. And when we do have injuries, and another one on defense who stepped in at times for us was Dylan Markham, who's pretty much we got a few guys who are kind of right there at the fourth linebacker. You know, if we have three linebackers and Dylan Markham, Ryan Chamberlain, but Dylan stepped in and did a nice job, you know, and was where he was supposed to be and attacking the ball. And you can't replace Kenny Moore, but he did a good job on that side for us.
Yeah, did a very good job indeed. And then the offense the other night, it just seemed like all night you were in second and long, third and long, and it just you were just behind the chains all night.
Yeah, they really played aggressively, and they really loaded the box. And, you know, they were going to stop our option attack, and they were going to not let 23 get the ball. And, of course, we want him to have the ball because – he's pretty special in Ezekiah Leggins, and we just didn't do enough to lighten that box up. So I think that'll be a focus going forward. And, you know, they have great team speed, not necessarily the biggest defense. And, You know, we played against a Kennedy defense that gave Valley all they wanted last night, but they are fast and they played hard. And so kudos to Linmar for being aggressive. And now we just have to do a little bit more to keep that a little more balanced and threaten them defensively where we can have something that we can work with up front. So
yeah. As a guy did get loose once,
yeah.
Made a nice spin move and got some good downfield blocking from the offensive line.
Yeah. And I also put our receivers in there, you know, our receiving core, Ashton Schulte does a great job out there. Number eight, Gabe Coyle. If you're coming to watch a Jefferson game, he's almost always on the field and he's just playing his tail off. It's either blocking, doing his job on offense. He plays special teams, runs down. He's our snapper. You'll see him on a punt being usually right in front of the one of the first guys right in front of the returner after he snaps the ball to our punter and defensively flies around there. But, so I really appreciate the effort that those guys give downfield and blocking for Ezekiah and all of our backs and offensive line. Those guys are playing hard, and, again, a lot of them going two ways. So, appreciate Jackson Stone and some of those guys, Noah Dukes, and of course Max Mattson, who is a two-way player and one of our captains. And I think our team really appreciates, you know, Max is kind of a quiet leader, but he's always working hard and he's always trying to be his best. And, you know, hopefully that those guys really follow that, and that kind of speaks a lot about what our offensive line is.
Yeah, and another one of the guys is Jacob Thompson, following that offensive line, certainly. And another guy who's a two-way guy.
Two-way guy, plays physical, loves football, great football family. They're going up to Loras today, I believe. And I, you know, can't say enough about them, their family, what they've given to Jefferson football. And so Jake is just – and he's, you know, not playing 100%. This year he's had this, that, and the other dinged up, and hopefully, again, he can get healthier so he can play his best ball. I think his best ball is still in front of him this year, but, you know, what a great leader. And guys like that, this class has been together for a long time, our seniors, and they love football. And I think that's what's most evident when you go see them play. It's like, why are they playing hard? They love it. You know, they love it. And it's fun to see. It's fun to coach when you got guys like that that are doing that. So,
yeah. And Washington coming up this week. And like you said, you don't have to say a whole lot get the West side motivated to play the East side or vice versa, certainly. And then you throw a trophy in there.
Yeah.
And they have the trophy.
Yeah, right they do. Now. Yeah, they do. They've had, you know, bragging rights for a long time. And I had Bob Ask was at our homecoming dinner this week. It was a really cool event. We had the band there. A lot of people, and Coach Ask was there. Bill Lehman, who was a class of 66, was there. And, you know, you never look a game ahead, but the mention of the Warriors was already on the tips of their tongues. And I know this game goes way back. Jefferson's been playing football for 63 years. Wash and Jeff have hooked up more than that because they played a few times in the playoffs. And what a great tradition. What a great history. East-West, it's the old-time, you know, river rivalry when back before there was a Kennedy High School and we had two schools in town. Everybody loves those bragging rights. Those were big-time games, and hopefully we can make it a rivalry again. But I know Washington's going to be ready, and they're extremely motivated, and Coach Blue will do a great job with their team, and everybody needs this win, that's for sure. It's coming in, so.
They do, and you do.
Yeah, we do. We need it. We need it. You know, for more than the Jeff Wash factor, we need this win. So, and I know they feel the same way. So, everybody's going to be playing hard, and it should be a fun Friday night.
And you start district play with the huge road trip of the year, up to Waterloo West, and the new carpet at Memorial Stadium. And hey, Waterloo West, start off 2-0, and just about knocked off top three rated Ankeny Centennial on the road last night.
Yeah, you know, and they're always tough, and they always play us tough. The last few games I think that we've played with West have been like, you know, 3 points decide the game, and maybe less than 10 points decide the game. And the last 3 or 4 times that we've played them, and we just always play close, tough games. And going up there, it'll be one of our few road trips, so that'll be different for us. I wish, you know, I could talk to the state guys and give us the schedule every year, because I love playing at Kingston Stadium. I think it's the best place to play, and it's right in our backyard, and who doesn't want to play at home? But we were lucky to get 7 games in the stadium because we're playing Wash and Kennedy on the road. But, yeah, we're looking forward to that. That'll be the beginning of district play. So this is the last one, non-district, and, you know, you want to – it's all about RPI for the playoffs. So you either get in as a district champ, or your RPI, which is first your record, then your opponent's record, and then a little bit is your opponent's opponents. And so we want to get a good record going into districts, even it up, and then try to do the best we can in what is a really tough district.
Yes,
and I think
is.
We have one of the toughest around when you look at we play West, who we've always, like I said, they always give us a good game. Then we're at Cedar Falls, who's the state runner-up, and they've had a senior loaded team last year. They're not that this year, but they're not bad by any means. Then you play Prairie, who's Mark Bliss is always going to give us an extra hour or so watching film with all the things that he does or could do. And so I appreciate that, Coach Bliss, if you're listening, always getting crazy on us. And then, but that'll be a good one. And I think there's going to be a trophy in that game this year. So there's another, oh, nice. Another thing to be excited about. And, those types of things just make it fun.
Got to be a Kolach. There's got to be something with a Kolach.
A Kolach. That's what they should. Yeah, it should have been. Well, it's always been the Kolach Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. And then we got the Bukes, and those are both. They're playing good football. There's two good teams. So it's like top to bottom. I don't think there's a lot of bad teams. It's just going to be a haymaker of a district.
Yeah, it is. And we'll be right there with some of those games, and looking forward to it, and get everybody healed up, and get them ready to go for the big one next week.
Yeah, we'll do that, and we'll put all of our energy forward, and it should be fun, and that's what high school football is all about. And if you can't have fun coming out on a Friday night and going to play your inner city rival that has a lot of history and tradition and playing for a trophy, and boy, what I don't know what gets you excited, but that's pretty cool.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks. Appreciate it. And we will talk to you down the road.
You bet. Thank you, Scott, for having me.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up on the Coach's Corner. Coming your way right after this.
Anyone who has ever needed self-storage knows what a hassle it can be. You have to rent or borrow a truck and then find someone to help you move your stuff. And let's face it, moving furniture and heavy items without damaging them isn't easy. Renting the unit is worse. The hidden fees and admin costs are scarier than the dingy facilities you're leaving your stuff in. Why not use Closet Box instead? Closet Box is self-storage without leaving home. They'll pick up your belongings, store them securely, and bring any item back when you need it. The best part? Unlike traditional self-storage, you only pay for what you store. No paying for unused storage space. Closet Box's background check storage movers are licensed, bonded, and insured, and will take care of all of the heavy lifting. Closet Box's local storage centers are temperature controlled and monitored 24/7. Closet Box has an A+ rating from the BBB. Call 877-233-5696 now for the season's best rates. Get $50 off first month storage using code RADIO50. That's 877-233-5696. 877-233-5696.
Find huge savings now through Sunday during Menards' Crazy Day Sale. Save $10 per gallon after rebate on Pittsburgh Ultra Paint and Primer in 1. Get an LED Smart Electrician Shop Light for $9.99 after rebate. A Patriot Lighting 48-inch LED ceiling fan is $44.99 after rebate. A 103-gallon Suncast Deck Box is $49.99. These deals are so crazy they're available in-store only while supplies last. So hurry in to save big during Menards' Crazy Day Sale.
Save big money at
It's that blissful time of year yet again. Time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda Pilot at Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com Best Buy. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played.
To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart 263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great paying career. And you earn while you learn. Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Kevin Kugler here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Hall of Famer Jason Taylor and I are set to bring you the Sunday primetime matchup when Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles travel to Atlanta to take on Matt Ryan and the Falcons. Can home field help Atlanta bounce back from their Week 1 loss? Join us to find out on Sunday Night Football and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
Sunday Night Football, Philadelphia at Atlanta, Sunday at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you to wrap things up on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program. Want to thank my guests, Chris James, the Linmar Boys Golf Coach, as well as Chris Busing, the Jefferson Football Coach this morning. And Iowa State has an early game next week, so we will not be with you with the Coach's Corner coming up on the 21st, and we'll see what the schedule brings as far as the 28th is concerned. Cy-Hawk game today, Iowa or Iowa State, and we've got coverage for you starting at 1 o'clock on 1600 AM from the Cyclone Radio Network. Before the Boom, the Hawkeye pregame show on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up at 1 o'clock, and then tonight it will be Syracuse hosting Clemson. That'll be a 5:30 pregame on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. So Co-Cornell coming up tonight as well over at Clark Field, and that will begin at 7 o'clock. Do yourself a favor and see some good Division III football. Thanks for listening to the Coach's Corner on KGYM.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.